This is VOA News. I'm Tommy Mickey. A handful of Republican senators joined their Democratic colleagues on Thursday to pass a resolution calling on President Trump to terminate the use of armed forces for hostilities against Iran unless those actions are authorized by Congress. The U.S. Senate passed the bipartisan War Powers Resolution by a vote of 55 to 45. Mr. Trump expected to veto that measure, arguing it would be dangerous to limit his war-making power. Attorney General William Barr says that President Trump has to stop his tweets about the Justice Department. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
Attorney General William Barr tells ABC's Pierre Thomas,
"I think it's time to stop the tweeting about Department of Justice criminal cases."
Barr says Trump's tweets have done real damage.
"People in the department, our men and women here, about cases pending in the department, and about judges before whom we have cases, make it impossible for me to do my job."
The ABC interview comes after Barr overruled his own prosecutors who recommended Trump's longtime confidant Roger Stone be sentenced to 7 to 9 years in prison. And then he took the extraordinary step of lowering the amount while not offering an amended number. Barr is scheduled to testify to Congress at the end of next month. Tim McGuire, Washington.
The United States has intercepted a shipment of Iranian-made weapons apparently headed for Houthi rebels in Yemen. A U.S. Central Command announced the seizure Thursday, 4 days after sailors with the USS Normandy boarded in the Arabian Sea and found the secret cache. The weapon shipment included 150 anti-tank guided missiles described by U.S. officials as the Iranian versions of Russia's Hornet anti-tank missiles. U.S. sailors also seized 3 Iranian surface-to-air missiles, thermal imaging scopes, components, and for air and land-based drones and more. This is VOA News. Authorities in the central Chinese province of Hubei say that at least 250 more people have died from the new coronavirus, and they announced a huge increase in the number of cases. Health officials there in the epicenter of the 2-month outbreak that has killed nearly 1,400 people in all of China said that they changed their detection methods from a laboratory test to computerized body scans. We get more from VOA's Lisa Schlein.
Executive director of the WHO's Health Emergencies Program, Michael Ryan, says the cases are not based on a clinically confirmed instance, but on lesser symptoms exhibited by patients.
This allows clinicians to move and report cases more quickly, not having to wait for lab confirmation, ensuring that people get to clinical care more quickly. And also allows public health responses in terms of contact tracing and other important public health measures to be initiated.
Ryan says countries still have an opportunity to prepare for the potential spread of the virus. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The United States confirmed Thursday it has negotiated a 7-day reduction in violence proposal with the Taliban to move toward a political settlement to the war in Afghanistan. Secretary of Defense Mark Esper made that revelation to reporters in NATO headquarters in Brussels, insisting 7 days for now is sufficient time to determine whether the insurgent group is serious and seeking negotiated ends to the war, America's longest. Esper declined to discuss further details, noting that he was in the process of consulting with U.S. allies about the proposal and the way forward. He said the proposed reduction offered a basis for political agreement. A veteran praised by President Trump as a success story didn't actually benefit from the program touted at the State of the Union address. More from AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
At his State of the Union address on February 4th, President Donald Trump singled out an invited guest while touting his administration's Opportunity Zones program.
Opportunity Zones are helping Americans like Army veteran Tony Rankins.
3 days later, Trump invited Tony Rankins to speak at the North Carolina Opportunity Now Summit.
I would like to thank the president for signing this bill, too, because without it, I wouldn't be standing here before you right now.
However, the job Rankins landed in Nashville 2 years ago didn't receive Opportunity Zone's tax breaks. Rankins will start work at a warehouse in Cincinnati next month at a site using the breaks. Mike Gracia, Washington.
And you can find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.